Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hour, it's the DJ V Show. Midweek, happy hump day. It's Wednesday. I am Victoria Keelan along with Jay Kirshner. Doug Steffen will be along in a minute. And Jennifer Horn is out today. And so, Jay, I think we got to talk about the biggest story in the world right now. It's not COVID, it's Russia. And
okay. I have to interrupt because isn't it like, it's bittersweet because it's nice. We're finally not talking about COVID first thing.
I know, right?
But also, oh, Russia, really?
Yeah, I know. So in case you're not watching the news or hearing the news or living under a rock, Russia has made their invasion into Ukraine at a significant enough point where yesterday President Biden held a press conference and announced the first tranche of sanctions. And this is what he's been promising, what Tony Blinken has been promising. If Russia moves into Ukraine, then they're going to be hit with a lot of financial sanctions. And so the first round targets two Russian banks, and the country's debt. So two big ways that we're going to hit them. So the two financial institutions are VEB and Russia's military bank. Both of them are now under sanctions, along with their debt, which will be sanctioned so that Russia can no longer raise money from any Western country, and then they also cannot trade their new debt on the market or the European markets either. This is a big one. It's another transatlantic coordination, as they're calling it. So the U.S., along with Britain, London, Brussels, we had the big meetings. Everybody agreed that this was the right way to go. The other thing I thought was interesting is that during President Biden's speech, he noted, and this was the first time that anyone, I believe, knew this, he noted that Russia was moving blood supply units closer to the border. And no, I have not heard any intel about that until President Biden said it. And he said, you know, you don't move blood supply into an area unless you expect death and fighting. And so that was a clear sign. It kind of felt like that was the tipping point of when Biden said, all right, we're moving forward with the sanctions now. It's incredibly creepy, for one, and it's something that the intel had not shown until that point. The other thing that's kind of interesting, not only are the sanctions going to affect Russia as the economy, the country's economy, but they're going after high-level citizens as well, because a lot of, like in China, a lot of, you know, high-powered Russian citizens are very much tied to Putin and the government. And so in China, it's the same thing. You know, a lot of China has their hand in what all successful business people are up to. And so just like that in Russia, there's a whole list of civilians. They call them Russian elites, and that those and that they and their family members are going to be hit with these sanctions as well. The initial list includes a Russian spy. But, like, if you know that it's a Russian spy, I don't know, it just seems odd that that's how someone is defined. Alexei Bortnikov and his son. But I thought that was interesting. He's defined as a Russian spy. You'd be defined as a plumber
Yeah. Like, that's his occupation. That's what's. Let's see his resume. Well, and I saw Ukraine is telling citizens to leave Russia immediately, and it's kind of like, well, yeah, obviously, get out of there. But the thing that gets me is Putin is like, Russia's always open to diplomacy.
Yeah.
Really? Looks like
I know.
Do you not know what diplomacy is? Do we need to send you back to school?
Right. And speaking of diplomacy, Tony Blinken, our Secretary of State, was supposed to have a meeting with his counterpart in Russia on Thursday, and he obviously canceled that yesterday and said, we're way past the point now of diplomacy. There are no more negotiations. This is Putin has made his move, and this is what we promised we were going to do to respond. Boris Johnson in the UK has said the same thing. Emmanuel Macron in France, he's on board. And Germany, which was interesting yesterday, it was sort of rumored that Germany would be making the decision to suspend the certification of the Nord Stream 2, which is that pipeline that runs from Russia into Germany, providing about 40% of all of Germany's oil. So they decided in solidarity with NATO and with other Western forces that, you know, this was the time to shut that down as well. And that's a huge, I mean, that cost Putin $750 billion to, you know, that pipeline is a really expensive pipeline. And so, and it was going to bring in hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. So just having that pipeline not moving forward, it did not have gas running through it yet anyway. But the fact that now there's no chance of it, that's another huge blow. Now, the only thing I can think of is Putin is unfazed by all of these sanctions because he has China's money. That's the only thing I can think of, that why would you risk all of this unless you know you can sell your debt to China, which China buys everyone's debt, including the U.S.'s, and China's going to give them money to basically fund this war with Ukraine. I don't know what China's going to get out of it, but, and I don't know this for sure, but that is my suspicion, is that that's why Putin is unfazed by all of this. Now, the $750 billion, that's actually what these banks are holding in assets, and it's more than half the total of money in Russia as a whole. So this is these two institutions now being cut off from the world, $750 billion in assets. You would think that that's going to take a huge chunk out of the Russian economy. You know, you would hope, and that's the whole plan. And so so Biden also reiterated that U.S. troops are not going to be deployed to fight in Ukraine. He also said we are sending more supplies, though, to back NATO, critical technologies and things like that. And then he also warned something that, you know, I mean, we have to be real here. The price of gas is an issue. And he mentioned it several times during his speech yesterday. And he said that this is a huge priority for him. He's been talking with the oil producers on a daily basis and trying to see what they can do because, you know, oil got to $100 a barrel, and that's never a good sign in California, where Jen is. You know, they're paying, I think the average is $4.50 or something like that for gas. It's about $3.50 is the national average now. And so that's a huge problem. You know, when you see headlines like, you know, gas could get up to $7 a gallon, that's just, you know, that's not something that anyone can deal with.
There are so many people out there that already can't afford to fill up their tank just to get to work. Like, there's a common meme that always goes around social media, and it's like, I just want to have enough money that I can pump my gas and look off to the distance, not have to monitor how much gas is going in, so, like, I can stop it because I can only afford so much.
Yep. So it's, you know what, it all remains to be seen. The stock market naturally is taking the hit right now. It's volatile. And, you know, we'll see where it goes. Hopefully we'll know within a few days what Putin's ultimate plan is. Is it just to take Ukraine back, or does he want, who knows, does he want Belarus? Does he want to move into Poland? I mean, is this another, you know, is this the beginnings of another world war?
It definitely feels like it.
Isn't that just, like, horrible, though, when you think about, you know, we're just getting over a global pandemic, and now we have to deal with this massive, you know, whatever it would end up being, but it's just, you know, a massive act of war. It's a lot.
Like, and it does feel like everybody kind of figured that not just if something happened, but something was going to happen, and it was going to happen after the Olympics. And we're, what, a few days removed? We're still within a week of the closing ceremony.
Yeah, that's true. So, well, I mean, the good thing is the intel that we had and that NATO had all proved to be totally true. Every single thing that that we were, you know, alerted to, whether through Tony Blinken or President Biden or, you know, the NATO folks or even Boris Johnson, all of our intel has shown this is exactly what Putin was going to do. And the misinformation, you know, the false flags, all the stuff that Russia was trying to do didn't fool the world at all. And so that's, you know, that's why we're able to be in position and to make the moves that we are. So that's, you know, that's good. But obviously it's a developing story, and we will be touching on that a bit later. One of the other main stories that happened yesterday, obviously with Russia and Ukraine, it didn't get the full headline attention that it probably should have, is the Ahmaud Arbery, the three men convicted of murdering him were also convicted of federal hate crimes yesterday in a separate trial. Now, these are, in case you forget this story, these are three white men who basically hunted down a black man in Georgia, shot and killed him, and they were all sentenced to life in prison. Now, the family members and wanted to do this federal hate crime trial as well. The verdict was handed down one day before the second anniversary of Ahmaud Arbery's death on February 23rd of 2020. Now, essentially, this is symbolic, but it does send a message that, you know, hate crimes are hate crimes. They're not going to go, you know, unpunished. So these three men, they looked at, the prosecutors showed about two dozen text messages and social media posts in which Travis McMichael and William Roddy Bryan, William Roddy Bryan was the neighbor, they used racist slurs on social media, they made derogatory comments about black people. The FBI wasn't able to access Greg McMichael's phone. He is the former cop who kind of, like, led the charge here. His phone was encrypted, so you can only imagine what must be on that phone.
Oh, yeah.
A couple women came forward who testified. One woman came forward. She had worked under Travis McMichael in the U.S. Coast Guard a decade ago, and she testified that he called her the N-word lover after learning that she had dated a black man. So that's lovely. Then another woman testified that Greg McMichael's, the father, had ranted angrily in 2015 when she remarked on the death of a civil rights activist, and his quote was, "All those blacks are nothing but trouble." So this was a jury of
eight. Then that spells it out.
Of course. I mean, there's really nothing. Where do you go from there? Of course, this was a hate crime. This was a jury of eight white people, three black people, and one Hispanic person, and they reached the verdict just in about 4 hours of deliberation. So I'm not sure if this adds on. I mean, they already have life sentences. I'm not sure if this adds on to it or if this is part of, you know, something that would be a civil case for the family to get some money back. I'm not really sure, but anyway, it's a little bit of justice for the family, and certainly Ahmaud Arbery's parents were there, very emotional. This is 2 years later, they've lost their son, and it's just been, you know, 2 years of trials, and it's just been obviously a very trying time for them, mention the fact that they don't have their son anymore.
And I've said it so many times before, a parent, no matter what the reason is, a parent should never have to bury their child, no matter how old their child is, and this is just such a traumatic way.
Yep, it's true. All right, well, it's the DJV show Wednesday morning. We'll be right back with more.
Be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry! Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, President of Real Estate Services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now on the Wednesday, February 23rd DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner is going to update us on the status of Aaron Rodgers' relationship with Shailene Woodley and whether or not she's had a shower yet. We'll talk about that after this.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thousands and thousands of people are clamoring to find out what's going on, and they know that Jay Kirshner is at the ready and knows what is going on. So I made a little, it's supposed to be a funny about Shailene Woodley and whether she's taking a shower or not. She's
a little granola, but I think she probably smells okay.
You think she does? Okay.
Yeah. All right, well, she's never been on one of those lists of like celebrities that actually smell bad. And there's been a lot of people on that list. I've never seen her name on the list.
Who's on the list?
Yeah.
Robert Matthew Pattinson McConaughey was always a big one. A lot of people were always talking about. But this was, again, years ago. He... Mm-hmm. like maybe during Twilight years.
Well, you'd
like
probably
Robert
smell.
Pattinson was always on the list. Was always on the list.
Really?
Ooh.
But when you put on that, after you've worn that bat suit, now that he's that bat movie is coming out this weekend, he probably, after you wear that for a while, you got to smell. Right.
Well, I love that this is, like, not what we're supposed to be talking about, but I love that when Robert Pattinson was taking
Welcome
on the role
to
of Batman,
Land.
Yeah, he asked previous Batmans, what's something that you wish you could go back and, you know, what's something you wish you knew or whatever, and also, like, how do you pee in the bat suit? And a lot of them gave their advice, and so when they were doing the fitting, he demanded a flap. He's like, no, you got to make this easy for me.
Yeah, right.
That was
there
his
you
big
go.
Demand.
That was it. All right, well, the Shailene Woodley conversation, which Victoria is pointing us to, has to do with her relationship with Aaron Rodgers. The relationship is kaputsky. What is he saying about her?
He's just feeling really grateful for all the people in his life, and he took to Instagram and loaded a bunch of photos of all the people in his life, which actually kicked off with he and Shailene Woodley, a photo that was clearly taken before they broke up. He just says that he's grateful for her. He showed her what unconditional love looks like, always having her back. It seems like it was a really amicable split and that they're still friends. It just didn't work. A lot of sources are saying that they were just too different from the get-go. They initiated their relationship with an agree-to-disagree kind of mentality, especially on politics. It was just, if there's anything we disagree on, we're just not going to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Is that
but
good? That's not
that
really
forever.
Healthy. For,
yeah.
No, you can't.
They're just avoiding it. And then when the vaccine stuff happened and, you know, and he lied about being vaccinated, I think that probably put a strain on both of them.
Yeah. Well, it isn't an easy thing when you care about somebody, but you can't make it work. It's like that uncoupling is sometimes. So he's been very mature about it. Good for him. 28 minutes after the hour, you're listening to the DJV program. Doug, Jen's off today. Victoria and Jay here.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. The Volkswagen ID. Buzz, an electric reimagining of the brand's iconic microbus, will make its first ever public appearance at South by Southwest from March 11th through the 20th, 2022. Volkswagen will host various buzz stops through the city of Austin, Texas, where attendees of South by Southwest and locals can experience a coming chapter in the brand's future. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Water stains on a shower glass. Try rubbing some shaving cream on.
Tyler's cleaning crew knows every housekeeping trick in the book.
Handling timesheets now.
But they need a proper bookkeeper to keep finances tidy.
New equipment is a business expense, right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden placed a sanction on Russia for invading Ukraine, critics are saying this is a weak response. It targets a couple of Russian banks and prevents them from using Western banks to conduct business. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says this did not deter Russia, and we can expect more Russian aggression.
Every indication is that Russia continues to plan
for a full-scale attack on Ukraine.
It should be noted the House and the Senate are on recess, and like you and me are watching and waiting for the next steps taken by Russian President Vladimir Putin and President Biden. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has approved hundreds of unarmed National Guard troops be deployed in Washington, D.C. ahead of a truck convoy protest. Their message is stop medical tyranny. It's expected to coincide with Biden's first State of the Union address. That is March 1st. USA Radio News.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
In 2014, sanctions against Russia did not prevent them from overtaking Crimea under the watchful eye of Vice President Biden. Fast forward to 2022, President Biden continues to believe a sanction against a couple of Kremlin banks will deter Russia from invading Europe's second largest country. Former Hawaii Congresswoman and presidential candidate Democrat Tulsi Gabbard on Fox News gives her point of view.
So when Biden stands there and looks directly into the camera and says, you know, defending freedom will cost us, what he really should be saying is looking directly into the American people's eyes and saying, this will cost you, because these sanctions are not going to cost him or Kamala Harris or the power elite in this country, even the power elite in Russia. It is the people who will suffer, the American people, the Russian people, drastically increasing prices at the gas pump, facing increasing costs at the supermarket, impacting our supply chain. The hardships that people are dealing with every day now with Biden's sanctions plan, we're only going to see that continuing to get worse. And it doesn't end there. This is the problem is, you think Russia's not going to respond. You think Putin's not going to respond. He will respond. And it's likely he'll retaliate using cyber attacks on our financial systems, our communication systems, on our basic infrastructure. Biden will then be forced to respond. Putin will then be forced to respond. So we end up in this endless tit for tat that leads us where? To this looming threat and likelihood of this thing going nuclear.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when a white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jennifer is out today, so we have to deal with the world on our own level, our plane. The universe is conspiring to make this a good day. And I think the best way to have a good day is to start thinking about things that are good. For example, the former wife of Jeff Bezos. I believe her name is Scott. She went back to her maiden name, right? Mackenzie Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Didn't she? She has given $50 million to the National 4-H Council, something that means something to me because 4-H is a farm, or it's mostly been a farm-related support for youngsters, although now in recent years they've changed in some of the states their focus, but still is a really good thing for younger people. And so they were in tough straits, and she heard about it, so she said, okay, here's 50 mil. And now they've transformed the council and the offerings that they have. She is very, very philanthropic. Part of the divorce was she got $78 billion or something, didn't she? Something like that. It was a lot of money. Mm-hmm. She became the richest woman in the world. At any rate, and it didn't take long because the value of Amazon has gone up, shot up so quickly for Bezos to once again become the richest guy in the world. Anyway, he's a pig and she is a good person, it seems. She has given away $2.7 billion in the last year to various charities. She's pretty quiet. She doesn't talk about it. She got remarried. Wasn't this guy a teacher, Dan Jewett? Seems to me, I remember.
She married a normie, for sure.
A normie?
Yeah, like a normal person.
Like a Diz nerd?
Jay
just told me she was a Diz nerd. A Diz nerd! Woo-wee.
Stick with us, kid. We'll teach you new vocabulary. Yeah. Why couldn't I say vocabulary?
Diz nerd. It's all right. So anyway, she's given lots of stuff, supports various causes outwardly, Council on Aging, have gotten millions of dollars from her. So it's neat. The council is involved with the Department of Agriculture's Youth Development Program, and that's really specifically what the money has gone to help people who are in 4-H who don't have a lot of family. You know, there are people. 4-H is now focused on things like teaching youngsters a skill, and most of the stuff is for young women, skills that they can use, things that they could use on the farm or at home or for a job or whatever it is. It's neat. I think it's neat. Anyway, she now she's given away 8 or 9 billion of her wealth, and it's now because of all the things going on in the economy, she's worth 47 billion. She got 38. She's given away 8-9 billion, and she's still, it's really amazing how things work. She kept stock in Amazon. And that's why it's gone up. Which reminds me, yesterday I went to pick up a body for one of my trucks, a dump body. And I went to an old farm that is being converted into yet another Amazon warehouse. I can point out within a 20-mile radius of me at least 4 of these Amazon, these humongous, this is 100 acres of land that they're almost all of it is going to be used for Amazon in one way or another, including a huge warehouse. But down the street in Westboro, there are 2 of them being built. And then south of the city, south of Boston, there's another one being built. I don't know where you are. If you're noticing this, Jay, in Nashville, is there a lot of building that's focused on Amazon and delivery? Victoria, where you are in New Jersey, is there a lot of this stuff?
I haven't seen anything, but right where I live, I haven't seen anything near me, but that certainly doesn't mean that it's not being built somewhere. I'm sure they're everywhere. How they're delivering everywhere. So quickly. Yeah.
So I
there's
said
a
to,
huge campus just west of Nashville.
There is. So I said to the guys who were working there as I was leaving, they helped me put the body on the truck, and I'm driving. It's raining and muddy and stuff. And they had a fire going, and they were cooking hot dogs. And I said, so what do you guys think of the farm going away and the Amazon building being put on the land? And the one fellow said, well, it's a good thing. It's better than having the farm that's not working anymore. And I thought to myself, you know, there's something to that. What people think, I said, it's too bad that there is so much Amazon business. And this guy said to me, well, that's the way people are today. And if that's the way they are, that's the way it is. And that was pretty the farm philosophy. But, you know, because I'm not big on big, big, huge businesses. But the farm had gone dormant because the guy that owned it stopped milking cows because he was driven out of business by another big business. So one big business drives the owner of the farm out of business, and another big business comes along and makes him wealthier than he ever would have been. So, you know, that gets not all bad for him anyway, but it just seems like we've gone awry here in some way, shape, or form. Speaking of going awry, in Nashville, Jay is in Nashville, there's a $25 million line item in the governor's budget to that's going to be a grant to attract major entertainment and sporting events there. The tourism department doesn't apparently, maybe they've, for the locals, they've explained what they're going to do. Part of it is going to be to rebuild the city because the 2024 Republican National Convention is going to be there. How much focus is there on that Jay, the Republicans coming, and how much of the city, what are they rebuilding? Because it seems to me the last time I was there, I haven't been there for a while.
There's been a lot of stuff happening. There's been flooding. There's been a couple years of pretty significant tornadoes. There was a bombing on Christmas, was it a year ago, 2 years ago?
So damaged.
There's a lot to do, but tourism, keep coming. We want your money, but we also want you to leave. Don't move here.
There you go. I don't know. It just seems I don't know.
Why
should the Republicans pay for this instead of, or any of these people? The Olympics, you know, the state always pays for it, and they always lose money with these things. Whatever the big event is.
I always thought that they ended up making more money than what they end up spending.
The last I remember looking at some of the numbers, especially in, maybe it's just in America, but Olympics are huge, huge holes. This one, Los Angeles getting ready, the amount of money that they spend to, well, even the money that they spent to clean up the city for the Super Bowl. Jennifer will tell you that. They spent a lot more money than they took in. And, you know, it's the businesses, like the airlines, I was talking about how much it costs to fly there and the hotels and all that other stuff. Generally, I don't know. That's what I've heard. I don't know the real truth, so I probably shouldn't have brought it up.
Yeah, because I question, what's the draw then if it's just going to
cause
a mess in your city and you're spending money? It's
right.
Like if you have to pay to play, why do it?
You were talking about that verdict in Georgia, the hate crime judge, Gregory McMichael thing. I was looking at something in North Carolina where the city of Charlotte has renamed a couple of more streets that were tied to white supremacists. One, the first private hospital in the state built to provide services to black residents. What a shame. I say that because why is it that we are in this place, and it isn't just here, it's other places around the world, why aren't there hospitals being built for everybody? Why do we have to have, what is there that is so immature about us that we have to have, it's like the white latrines and black latrines that the service members had. Up until 1954, when Eisenhower was president, he changed the law. You know, in the service, there were white latrines and there were black latrines for soldiers and people that were the pilots, whatever it was. They had separate latrines until Eisenhower said, no, this is, what are you doing? And so I look around at some of the things that separate us, and I know there are people who would say once there is the, like this week's the NAACP Image Awards, do we have a comparable thing for white people? Or why is it that
white people don't need it. We're not in our past.
We don't need it.
So, but
and we have
why,
plenty of representation.
I got
That's
it.
That's the whole
but,
point of
but,
it.
But the point is that I am, my point is that it is shameful that we have to have, or they feel like they need to be recognized because they aren't a part of the rest of the world when it comes to, in this case, entertainment. Why is it that Will Smith doesn't get an award for what he's done in the regular circle? You know what I'm saying? It's annoying.
Is he nominated for an Oscar? Yeah, I mean, he. Yeah, but I.
Not that they're having it, but it's annoying that we. that they feel like they have to. They don't feel included enough.
Okay. I think we can all agree on that. Sure.
Yeah. That's kind of the point that I'm...
But any marginalized group, you know? I mean, any ethnic group that, you know, they... It's... Yes, you're right. This is the melting pot where nothing melts. And that's the biggest myth about America. Oh, the great melting pot. No, it's never been a great melting pot. Unless everything... Unless the fondue stays white, no one likes it when it melts. So, you know, that's kind of the problem.
And then there, on the other side of it, is sometimes the attitude that the people have who win these, or just in general, the attitude becomes kind of it's confrontational. You know, well, you didn't do this, so we're going to do that. I listen to some of the people in their approach to things. Like LL Cool J is one of the coolest dudes around, and he would never like kind of flip it to the. To the white people who, and maybe that's because he's a star of a big television show, among other things. But I don't have the same feeling about Sherry Shepherd, who's a winner. I've said something about her yesterday, and you took exception to it.
I just don't know where you've been exposed to her.
I've interviewed her, and I actually did some time on a show with her and found her
That was a long time ago, okay.
Well, it was a while ago. And people change, that's true. But why are people like that? Why do people cop an attitude in the first place? Think about that a little bit. Why is it that we have, you know, that sort of I'm right or whatever the attitude is? You know, we all know people, and I'm not just saying about black relations. I mean, just we know people who have money, who have bad attitudes, people who are different that have bad attitudes. We got to figure out how to live together because it's getting more and more difficult all the time for us to live and work and be together. It just is. All right, and here's a quick reminder about what is in terms of weight loss. Calitrin, Calitrin, Calitrin. If I say that, it's like saying giddy up to a horse, right? Go to toploss.com and check out Calitrin, which will help you help yourself to, once you've lost all that weight, to keeping it off. It's a good thing. Check it all out. And when you decide to use it, check out with the DJV code at DJV. You get it at toploss.com. But you can also get the info at djvshow.com as well.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and you get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life.
Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Good day to you. Hello, this is the DJV program with Tech Talk Time at 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria, and I'm gonna. This is my contribution, right? And then you can do the IRS and stuff.
Okay.
The state of Vermont, I'm told, is going to spend $51 million to build 100 new towers to improve cell phone service in underserved and rural areas because there is basically no service, as I found out.
Oh, yeah.
When I was up there a couple of weeks ago. The state of Vermont, the service is awful.
It's
awful,
horrible.
Awful, yeah.
Right. I've never had worse. There is no state that I've ever been to that has worse service than Vermont.
Yeah,
and even staying in, like, you know, ski resort areas, like in the Mount Snow area.
Well, you think with all the mountains, they have some towers on them.
Yeah, no.
All right, what's the IRS using video for?
Well, so 2 weeks ago, we talked about the IRS had dropped the controversial facial recognition plan, which was going to use facial recognition in order to verify your identity, and then you can file your taxes on IRS.gov. So now they've confirmed that they've ditched the facial recognition software because everybody freaked out, and so now they're not going to collect any biometric data However, they're now offering live video interviews as an alternative for this year's filers, and they're promising that it'll be a shift to a government-run authentication system called login.gov. That will happen in the future. But for right now, they don't have time to implement this. So during the transition, if you file on your own through IRS.gov, you will have to have one of these video interviews to confirm your identity. Now, there's no word yet on how long the interview is or how long the process is to wait for your review. So if you are someone who files directly with IRS.gov, I would say file as soon as you can, because there will definitely be a backlog, and you want to make sure, especially if you're going to get a refund, you want to make sure that all of your stuff is in and that you can queue up and get this video interview process out of the way. Now, this is their short-term solution, and they said as they move forward, they're going to be transitioning to login.gov. Now, they didn't say how they were going in the future, how they're going to authenticate someone's identity, but that's probably going to be rolled out once this tax season is over.
All right, coming up, AT&T cuts you off after this.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so what's AT&T shutting down here, Victoria?
Well, starting right now, if your phone doesn't work today, it's because AT&T has shut down its 3G service. So multiple older smartphones, countless other devices are no longer working, literally beginning today. So now the added features that current smartphones use means that they have to upgrade to 5G. So they're getting rid of all 3G.
You
got
to buy a new phone? Is that what that means? You got to buy another phone?
If you have one of these older phones, it will no longer even be able to receive text messages or dial 911.
People
so
get
it's
away
safety.
With it.
Well, because it's 3G, and 3G is so old, we've gone so far beyond it.
8 years old? But so why can't you still use
more
it?
More than that.
Even if it's better, why should somebody be forced into buying a new phone if they don't want to? I think this is atrocious. This is another big corporation screwing the public and the people that use them.
Yeah. Well, okay. So if you don't want to use a cell phone at all, then that's an option. But if you do, T-Mobile is also ending their 3G network on March 31st.
Verizon will. They all will now.
Verizon is going to support theirs until the end of this year, and that's it. Now, the FCC advises visiting your wireless carrier to determine whether your phone is affected by this. Some devices only require a software update, so you don't actually need to buy a new phone. It just depends on what model phone or tablet you actually have. And so that's the main thing, is figuring out if it can still be supported. But a lot of those older devices, though, you know, the devices themselves don't even work anymore. It's time to move on. Cut the cord. Move on.
Flip phone. I got to tune up my flip phone, see how that's working. Yeah. All right. Anyway, let's give it up. For the big companies like AT&T and Verizon. 59 past the hour on today's DJV program.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.